after completing the CS50 course, what would be the best way for the student who, I'm not from the computer science, I did not have the computer science degree, I'm a teacher. What would be the best thing to start different other courses on computer science, maybe to do some logic tasks or go to the LeetCode code because, or actually fill in the gaps with the books on the theory. So how can we move after that?
Yeah, let me paste one link that I often recommend. Some friends at Princeton teach this course here, which is freely available. I just pasted it into the chat window on Coursera. It's Princeton's Introduction to Algorithms, Part 1, and there's also a Part 2. That's a very common next step when you want to learn a bit more computing theory after taking one or more programming classes. More fundamental than that to computer science itself is this one. I'm going to go ahead and paste the link of a book on Amazon. This link might not work in all countries, but you should still be able to see the title there by Michael Sipser, who's a professor at MIT. And the book is called Introduction to the Theory of Computation. This, for those unfamiliar, really gets to the heart of what computer science is and what is possible with computers. And I actually use that book when I was a student some time ago, and Harvard uses it now in their introductory course, or has over the years. And that's a good, pretty accessible book, but you would benefit certainly from doing some of the problems in the book or from a course. And Brian has taken more courses more recently, who can perhaps speak even better to these options.
You actually stole my recommendation there. I was also about to paste the Theory of Computation book by Michael Sipser. If theory of computation is something interesting to you in terms of what computers can do and what and how you think about computers a little more theoretically, a little bit more mathematically, that's a great book that I would definitely recommend.